I want to remind you of a villain who turned into a hero. The desert of Karbala, 61 Hijri, Hur. He was the famous military commander who was sent by Ibn Ziyad. He was the one who held the reins of Imam Hussein's horse and obstructed his way, eventually forcing him to halt in Karbala. This despicable act would have surely condemned Hur to eternal damnation. But he heard the cries of the thirsty children. He heard with his heart the sermons of Imam Hussein. He heard with his soul the call of Imam Hussein for help. Hur paced back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. He thought long and hard. He realized he had made a mistake. He needed to make amends. He begged for redemption. He cried for salvation. Now was not the time to despair. Now was the time for change. Now was the time for action. Hur's heart, Hur's soul, was undergoing a miraculous transformation. The villain was becoming a hero. He repented sincerely and aligned himself with the martyrs of Karbala and Imam Hussein. And so the villain became a hero, the hero became a martyr, and the martyr achieved eternal bliss. If Hur can go from being the villain of his story to becoming a hero, you can become the hero of your story too.